This is The Food Fix, the podcast where you learn how innovators try to better feed the world. My name is Petrolano Ali, and I'm your host. Almost 760 million people go to bed on an empty stomach each day. So how do we feed them? It's a challenge that will take many innovators and many solutions. But in this Food Fix series, we're asking researchers, innovators, and policymakers to focus on just one. We've asked them to nominate a single idea. It could be an idea that may not solve world hunger on its own, but it should make the world a little less hungry. We've narrowed it to 10, and for 10 weeks, The Food Fix will bring you an installment of our new series, 10 Ideas to Make the World Less Hungry. Stay tuned for today's idea with our reporter, Max Johnston.
You are listening to The Food Fix. I'm Max Johnston. For today's idea to make the world less hungry, I talked to Sasha Celestial One, co-founder of the food sharing app Olio, about using social media to reduce household food waste. The word Olio is defined as a miscellaneous mixture or collection of things, a fitting name for the free app on both iPhone and Android devices that connects people to share food. The app itself is relatively simple. Post a picture of the food you'd like to get rid of with a brief description, drop a pin on your location, and the food is posted where everyone in your area with Olio can see it. If you see something you like, message the owner to arrange a pickup or exchange. I talked to Mrs. Celestial One about the history and inspiration of the app, household food waste, and the quote-unquote food-sharing movement that Olio is spearheading.
Can you tell me sort of your personal history with the app, how you sort of got involved, maybe what was the inspiration for the app?
Sure. So my co-founder, Tessa, and I met at graduate school, almost 15 years ago, so quite a while ago. And we both come from those types of upbringings where we were brought up relatively poor with parents who never let us throw anything away ever. But we were also both the oldest of several children and sort of got shipped off to have quite traditional corporate careers. For both of us, we never really felt quite at home with what we were doing. And we set out on, I guess, an entrepreneurial quest to find something that was scalable and that would have huge environmental and social impact. She was moving back from Switzerland, where she was living at the time, to the UK. She found herself on moving day with some fruit and vegetables. I think it was actually cabbages and potatoes. But she wasn't obviously going to be able to eat that day. And she didn't want to leave them in her flat to go to waste. And she bundled up her newborn and toddler in the middle of winter and went out on the streets of Geneva trying to find someone to give the food to. And she couldn't find anyone. And she felt really embarrassed about the possibility of just sort of knocking on random people's doors. And in frustration, she ended up smuggling the food back into her suitcase and bringing it back to the UK. And when she told me that story, I just knew, as she did, that this was just insane, and that mobile technology could easily have connected her with someone within walking distance, even in her own building, who would have been happy to have the food. And why didn't this yet exist in the world, and we had to bring it to life? In March, we conducted quite a bit of market research, which gave us the insight that more than one in three people feel physically pained when they have to throw away food that is or was recently good. And we had a huge outpouring of support from people who said, you have to bring this to life, can't stand throwing away food.
Okay.
Yeah. So we launched what we now call our pilot, which means we are in a very small corner of North London. So we needed to build up the user base within a sort of constrained geography to prove that the model could work. Mm-hmm. And then we sort of unleashed it as we built up demand outside of that area. So we made the app available across the UK. That would have been January last year. We rolled out one city at a time for 9 months. We sort of had an on-the-ground team and recruited volunteers. It's pretty much a volunteer-led growth model across 9 cities through September of last year. And then in October, we made it available globally. It was never part of our plan to make the app available globally, but what we discovered is that people were downloading it from all over the world. So it feels like we've been on the express train now for about 2 years.
With demand, did you find that people wanted to have something like this when you had introduced the app to them?
You mentioned demand, and ultimately Olio is, it's a marketplace. So there's the supply of surplus food, and there's demand for surplus food. What we've discovered is that demand is exceptionally strong. So 40% of food listings are requested in under an hour, and this is across the app as a whole globally. So it's not even sort of weighted towards London. And 86% of food listings are requested within 24 hours, and most food listings are requested multiple times. And somewhere between 40 and 50% of the people requesting food live in households below the poverty line. But they have smartphones, and they have roofs over their heads, but they struggle to make ends meet. But we also have people collecting who can easily afford food, but just feel like it's ridiculous to let good food go to waste, and they're more than willing to go a little bit out of their way to make sure that it's eaten instead. So demand has been really strong. Where we've struggled is to encourage people to share their surplus food. And that's because, by definition, the people who are drawn to Olio, our early adopters, hate food waste. Mm. They don't generate a lot of food waste. So they will go in, they'd have an initial cupboard clear out of sort of random stuff they know they're never going to get around to eating. Maybe they bought as an experiment or unwanted food gifts. But they don't have a lot of sort of surplus food coming up in their lives. One of the ways that we've been able to inject surplus food into the ecosystem is that we've sort of transitioned quite a lot of our volunteers to collecting unsold surplus food from businesses. There's quite a bit of unsold surplus food that charities can't or won't collect because it's the wrong type of food, the wrong quantity of food, as in micro quantity, or it's the wrong time of day or day of the week. Anyway, long story short is we have half of the food that comes through the app right now goes through what we call our Food Waste Heroes model, which is business to volunteer to neighbor. So the volunteer lives near the business. They collect the food. They walk across the street or around the corner home, and they immediately add it to the app. And then that evening, their neighbors come and collect it. So that has really helped to just really bring supply into the system. And what happens is that as people who start out as requesters do in time become suppliers.
Go ahead if you didn't finish your thought.
No, I was going to go on a tangent about household food waste, but...
Oh, please.
the most surprising factoid that when I tell people, they're like, what? So in the UK, and I know it's similar in the US, the government organization, the RAP organization, that's the Waste and Resources government-funded organization that does huge studies on waste and where it comes from in the supply chain, et cetera. Their most recent report, which just a few months old, shows that 71% of food waste takes place in the home.
Wow.
And most people think that food waste takes place at restaurants and at supermarkets, but actually it's a really small part of overall food waste. And it's hard for people to wrap their heads around because you see sort of a dumpster full of, 1,000 sandwiches or something. But the reality is that in the U.S., I think it's $2,275 is the value of food the average family throws away each year at home. Mm-hmm. It's roughly equivalent to a quarter of your grocery shop. But quite a bit of it, at least half, is edible food that could have been redistributed. And so what we're trying to do ultimately is to change people's behavior so that they recognize in advance, while food is still worth eating, that they're just going to do that mental math that says, okay, that salad's probably got another 36 hours left in it, but I know I'm eating out tomorrow night and I'm not going to have salad for breakfast. Mm. It was nice to buy it, and I liked having the choice and the convenience and the option, but rather than let it go to waste, I'm going to take 20 seconds right now and make it available to someone so they can collect it and eat it within the next 36 hours. And if we can get that to happen at scale, then obviously we can help to address hunger within right. communities. Some often what you may think of as hidden hunger, because people who are struggling who you might not necessarily know. But also less goes to landfill. That bag of salad doesn't end up in the bin. And all of the resources that went into making that salad that never would have been eaten anyway are freed up to be sort of diverted to anything that's more productive for humanity or to grow food to feed people who are actually, in native sort of other parts of the world where they don't have enough to eat. and they are exporting food to the West to be thrown away.
Right.
So, like, we have a really, like, our vision is massive. Because if you take one bag of salad and you multiply it times, you know, 200 million households.
So, last question, what is the ideal future for the app? Is it simply just expanding into more markets? Do you want to see, you know, restaurants and food vendors get more involved? What is your sort of main goal with the app going forward?
Our ultimate vision is really one of millions of hyperlocal sharing networks in every community around the world, connected through Olio to efficiently redistribute anything of value so that nothing of value goes to waste. And within that vision, you know, there's more than enough to feed every person on the planet multiple times over.
Right.
And, you know, including the 2.5 billion people that are joining the planet by 2050. So for tackling household food waste, can play a huge role in that equation. And so we just want to seamlessly connect people everywhere, to be able to share things, and that sharing becomes the new norm. I mean, sharing really should become the new normal.
What do you think about Olio? Would you use the app to give or receive food? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. My name's Max Johnston.
Support for the Food Fix comes from the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. It's produced by the Translational Scholars Program at Michigan State University. Our theme music is a song, Watching My Garden Grow, by Lindsay Liu and Josh Rilko. I'm your host, Petrolano Ali. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.